Today on the Dirt Shed Show, we discuss, have things gone too far, plus all the regulars?
Yes, hello and welcome to the Dirt Shed Show with myself, Rich Payne, and this week I'm joined by...
Fergus Ryan.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, really good, thank you.
Now, dude, at the weekend was Red Bull Rampage out in Utah in the United States. Now, for those who may not know, this is a massive free ride style event, right? Where basically riders and a dig team are given a certain amount of time to create the most creative line down a mountainside, essentially.
Yeah, I think it's a balance of creativity with technicality. And I think the important thing to sort of mention is Utah as a landscape, it is mental. It's in the desert. It's really, really exposed.
Harsh conditions.
And it really is a case of the best riders in the world trying to showcase their skills and, you know, perform the best stunts in the world, really.
Indeed it was. But this year was crazier than ever. Right? Certainly in my opinion, the level of competition was mind-boggling in both the men's and the women's. It was the 19th edition of the men's and the second ever edition of the women's. But what happens at these events, in my opinion, is that levels get pushed so high that the risks taken are astronomical. And we saw that in this event, that not as many people finished as what started. The level of crashing seemed to be higher and the severity of the crashes were scary.
I think that's probably the sort of main highlight, isn't it? The severity of the crashes. I think, you know, in lots of events around the world, we see people having injuries in racing, in other freeride events. But I think the severity of the crashes this year were... It was pretty up there. Right?
And you got some interesting stats on sort of starts and finishes, should we say?
I do. So 42% of the women's field at Red Bull Rampage were injured before the event even started. So this is just in practice.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I mean, like,
they're incredibly
talented. And I think that it really was a case, especially with this year's Red Bull Rampage, the weather really played a part. So schedules got shifted. They had 2 days of solid rain, which in the desert's pretty unheard of. But that massively sort of clamped down on practice time, dig time. And so I think that that just added to the pressure. And yeah, when the women sort of came to do their practice runs, they kind of had to almost rush things potentially.
Okay.
And I think that's when you unfortunately see some crashes happen.
I mean, you know what? Like, incredible riders went home injured, sadly, or didn't go home. So just a few off the top of here. Adolf Silva, Emil Johansson and Aidan Parrish all in the men's, Casey Brown, Chelsea Kimball and Vea Veerbeck all in the women's. And, we said it earlier.
Yeah, before we kind of go any further, just want to say, really hope that all of those riders have a speedy recovery and I really hope we see them back on their bike soon.
Yeah,
obviously
definitely.
Some really, really big crashes and... you know, really hope that they're going to be better soon.
Yeah, so it's, that's the thing. You don't like to see anyone crash or get injured, but to the extent that potentially some of these have, you really do, we just want to see them recover. But we got a good few talking points on this. So, question, would there be less injuries if this was more of a series rather than a one-off event? Do you think there's too much build-up, too much hype of one?
Yes.
Great question, though, actually. Great point.
Exactly. I think that, you know, this is one-off event. It puts huge pressure on some of these riders. Some of these riders only compete in this event.
Yeah, because there's almost a lot of prestige around it, isn't there?
Exactly. And like Cam Zink has won it, God knows how many times.
What, 2-3 times?
But like that is the only event he does all year.
Yeah.
And I think that because there's this one-off event, there is, like you say, that extra risk being taken.
Yeah.
And riders really are pushing. There's so much pressure on that one day. Whereas if it was a series, obviously there
is... So like
is
a hardline type thing, or like you're thinking more like World Cups?
Yeah, more like hardline. I think it's just, it's a knife edge, isn't it? Because you have that one-off event, you know, it's one day, it's one day's worth of risk, but you do it on multiple events, you have multiple days where people could get injured, but then potentially the pressure on athletes and sponsors,
so consistency.
And things like that. It's more of a consistency game.
I'm not sure there'd be any field left if you had a series of these six. Oh my goodness.
I mean, we have seen it be done successfully in Red Bull Hardline, you know?
I mean,
when the first time Hardline came out,
it's carnage.
Being like, that's the most insane thing ever. And
now
we've successfully seen them set up Tasmania and run it as a really cool sort
and
of
potentially another.
Exactly, and potentially a new one. So
yeah, okay. Yeah, I do get it. I feel like such a build-up and hype is around Rampage and this sort of one-up. I mean, it is one-upsmanship within a competition, of course, because you have to one-up someone else to get a better score to try and win. And Thomas Jeannon was a good example of that. I can't remember. He's done it so many times and only finally, fair play, got a podium.
Finally got it. That was like a dream of his, wasn't it?
Yeah, so this another good point. Then this is a good like action points you put down. Does the additional pressures going into digging mean that athletes are competing in a damaged state and thus this is causing more injuries? Now, what we're sort of digging at here, essentially, is that riders and their dig team, they get a crew of three.
Yep.
And it's 4 or 5 days?
I think it's 5 days.
Five days to create their line. So they're working sun up to sundown, past sundown a lot of the time, making their line. So are they already going in burnt out? And I think potentially,
I think they're compromised before they even start. And, you know, these are the world's greatest athletes. And, you know, when in any other event or any other sport, you would expect them to go in at their best and be competing at their best. But because of the nature of this sport and sort of the event, they are going in fatigued. They're going in probably tired. And so having to ride at the level they are already tired. I can't even imagine. You and I have done our fair share of digging and I can't imagine having to even just go and race after a few days worth of digging.
Like full chat, full concentration.
Yeah, like crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great chat. Maybe it's sort of... I mean, I know all the riders will get hands-on digging as well, not quite to the extent of what their dig crew will be, but it's got to be detrimental to just be out in the desert heat for that long.
Yeah.
Just exactly. 5 days. So then, this transitions nicely into our next point of, has the event gone too slopestyle? Now, when Rampage first came to fruition back in the early 2000s, it was scratching a line, send it on down.
Yeah. It was epitome of free ride.
Yeah, right? it really was.
Pick a line and ride it and kind of get creative as you went down.
That's it. I was just going to say, most creative top to bottom, basically.
Exactly.
With some big sends.
Yeah.
But now, you know, it's gone through versions over the years. We saw a lot of woodwork get introduced in sort of late 2000s, early 10s. And now it seems to be quite slope styly. You know, big, big jumps, crazy tricks. Emil Johansson is pulling crazy tricks off of his huge drop, which sadly led to that terrifying crash of his. So should that be limited?
I'm not saying yes or no, but... That's kind of my thinking. My opinion on it is I love... sort of the
rawness of it.
I love the idea of just like, I love all the really technical lines.
Yeah.
And I think I'd love to see it go back to just that, like people scratching a line. They have maybe even less time. And I know that was one of the other points of digging, but less time to dig. But would that then force people to kind of be a bit more raw in their riding and stop these kind of huge lips and landings, which I think if we looked at the injuries, most of them are happening on the big jumps, right?
Incorporating tricks into big features. I think, you know, Emil and Adolf, I hope he's okay, because those guys were doing crazy tricks on crazy-sized drops. Double flip.
I just think the calculation, like, goes out the window at that point, because on slopestyle, the lips are all, you know, measured, they have exactly the same radiuses and things like that. So athletes can build something back at home to practice on that they know is going to be the same. And they can practice these tricks. They know how the bike's going to react, etc. Whereas you're out in Rampage, your wind,
the exposure,
sun, you've got blind takeoffs and landings, and then you're pulling double flips. And I feel like that's where the risk and these kind of injuries are coming from, is these riders are more than talented enough to pull off the trick in an isolated sort of...
But it's equal as well. Everyone's on the same course.
Exactly, whereas here it's just crazy.
So should Rampage, to try and rein it in a touch, should it go to, like, crazy thought, a jam format, less built features, just an open mountainside like it was?
I think so.
And go back to something like that? I mean, it's not to say that you're going to have some crazy things attempted, but maybe that's something worth bearing in mind for the future. But we'd love to know what you think at home. Has it gone too far? Has Rampage overstepped the mark? I mean, food for thought there. There's a lot to digest. Let us know in the comments down below.
Right, and on to the news.
First up, we have Andreas Cole, possibly the earliest athlete signing we've ever
seen. Silly season has begun.
Yeah, exactly. Andreas Cole to the Santa Cruz Syndicate straight after the World Cup, before the World Cup's even finished. Yeah. He is on a new team.
Yeah, like Bicicci picking a jersey up off a chair or something.
Do that.
Now, Andy Cole, obviously, you know, off the back of... he had a four-year deal, I believe, signed with YT, who are no more.
Yeah.
Wound up completely, essentially, which segues me nicely onto our next bit of news. If you are after a bargain, YT are literally selling everything via auction.
Have you bought any goat's head?
No, I haven't. No, I bought a set with a car in it.
Oh, nice.
Half a car.
Yeah.
No, I haven't really. But, I mean, they are literally selling off absolutely everything on this auction website, from bulk loads of bikes and tools and components to set pieces to signed jerseys to the team vans. There is... Yep.
They got a shotgun.
Decommissioned.
Yeah, of course.
I think.
Of course.
Hope. There's literally everything from, I don't know if you remember some of those iconic adverts with Vinnie Jones in as well. That, yeah. Even stuff to do with that. It's crazy to see a brand sort of so iconic, meteoric rise.
Yeah. And I mean,
get it for a good price.
If you are a YT fan, then it's your perfect time to build your ultimate garage setup, isn't
it? Homage.
Can you imagine just parking up your bike in front of that? It'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
It would be weird and cool at the same time.
For the pain cave?
Yeah, maybe. Get me a goat's head in there. Jeez, no, maybe not. And other bits of news, obviously, we have been speaking about Rampage, and we didn't really mention any of the results. So, the not top three. Really. Yeah. Right, kicking things off. Top three, Hayden Zablotny, hopefully I've said that correct, came out swinging. First ever Rampage, scores a 96 to take the win on his...
Unreal. Second run. So he had, first run, he scored a zero. So he had
did.
All the pressure.
Yeah.
All I the mean, pressure. Moving yeah. on to the women's, we have Robin Gooms with her second. So two for two for Red Bull Rampage.
Yeah, clean sweep.
And she got a fresh new Ford Raptor. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Well, that's well a good prize.
So cool. I bet she's just taking that rapid,
you
like going up
that
the
round, yeah.
Yeah, up the desert. Second place was Hannah Bergman. That was really, really cool to see. And finally, fellow enduro racer of ours, Georgia Astle.
Yeah, I know, right?
Enduro to free ride. Exactly.
There's hope.
There we go. Maybe we should do that.
No, I don't want to go anywhere. No, not after this year. Absolutely not. And that is the news this week. Competition announcement time, everybody. Now, we've been giving away three Topeak bundles consisting of a Zed Cage and Torx Stick Pro, that fancy kind of full Torx setup, and the winner's fern.
Oh, who is it?
Sam Johnson, congratulations. Alfie and Sai, who both sort of ticked the box to remain anonymous.
Ooh.
Spooky, but don't worry, we have your details and we will be in touch. Congratulations, you have won those prizes. It is now time for the segment in the show that I like to call Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges! Fuck, that was good.
That was good.
That was some good tunes from you there.
It was.
I like that, mate. Right, kicking it off. Now, this looks terrifying, Ferg.
Yeah, I mean, I would never ride like that. That is insane. So, that is an entire puncher plugs?
Yeah.
Plugs?
Yeah.
Are used as brake caliper or brake pad holders.
I've got the description here, but you're gone crazier. I was just riding along in the Spanish Sierra and suddenly lost the rear brake. Apparently the rear brake caliper bolt wiggled itself loose and fell off. And since the descent wasn't over, means we came up with this idea. Broken off part of a tool and some tire plugs got me down without a problem. I mean, that's... Oh, he's actually used, though, like the, you know, like the raspy bit of the...
Yeah, he's like shoved that in.
I thought it was just the bacon bits in.
But also, have you noticed how much his pistons are out? The man is in need of some new brake pads. Desperately.
Yeah, I know. Fair play for surviving on that. Hey, it got you down, man. That's pretty good going.
Is that pretty good going?
I'm going to go bodge.
Bodge.
I think it's a bit, but, oh, it's borderline.
Yeah, because, like, I mean... If your bolt falls out, your bolt falls out. And I mean, suppose that is... I mean, I wouldn't know what to
do. He's bodged something in there, isn't he? You'd say, you bodged that together.
Yeah,
that's why. You bodged it. It's a good bodge, but bodge nonetheless.
So next up, we have David Gutierrez. And he has said, the only bolt I could find to hold my bash guard in place was too long. I used a washer and a spacer to keep the bolt added from blue Loctite on the thread from running into my chain and chainring. Simple and effective.
I think he's hacked it there.
I think
that's just a good little hack.
Yep.
Too long a bolt, put a washer in.
Like it.
Fair dues. Right, Matt Teed up next, and this looks horrendous, Matt. What have you done here? Matt puts, I mean, look, it's terrifying. My mate lost a pivot bolt in the Alps. I had a spare M5 bolt, but the pivot bolt was larger. I used a cable tie to shim the bolt hole.
No.
And then made a hole in the scraper from a puncture kit as a washer. It worked a treat. It was still going strong after a day and a half.
No, you can't be riding that for more than, oh my goodness.
I mean, that's a bodge, but out in the Alps, got him riding and continued riding on it.
Is your frame going to be in one piece after that?
Well, not my frame, so it don't matter. That's wild, they were. That, Matt, that's pretty, that's a bodge. But Ferg, we need to pick a winner who will get a prize up to the value of £50 from the GMBN shop. Who are you saying?
I think it's got to be David. I mean,
David?
He's the only one with the hack.
Oh, okay. I called it.
David, I love it.
All right.
You've won.
Congratulations. Don't forget, get a hold of us to obviously claim your prize. And as always, the link to the uploader is down below. Keep those hacks and bodges coming in and see if you can get more creative than the crazy ones we had today.
Yeah.
Ferg, some things that we like this week. Now, you put the first one in, and I got told off by someone for putting moto in, but...
Come on, I like it as well.
Yeah, you've gone and done it.
So first up, we have Nick Tomasunas.
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, whip to wheelie.
Yeah,
come on.
It's flipping good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he just keeps it going out. The different angles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's good. Just casually putting, making sure I can still do a wheelie. As you do.
It's like, come on.
As you do. Now, click on this next one, buddy.
Oh my goodness.
My Insta feed has been spammed lately of just AI madness going on. I had to include this one of Einstein absolutely shredding it.
I love the no hands at the end.
But it's like a mixture of courses on there. He's just generally shredding. Is civilization peaking right now with AI? Is this what the internet was made for? It made me chuckle. It was either that or Stephen Hawking ice skating, which I thought was pretty inappropriate. So I've gone with Einstein.
Einstein's the one.
The Queen's been getting up to all sorts on my feed as well.
AI is a dangerous game.
And then, the last one, Robin Gooms, I put this in it because I did like this. This is cool. This is stuff from practice, stuff from over Rampage weekend. I just thought fair play, good
it's
on it.
It's just insane, isn't it's just, it?
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And it's not AI. That's the good thing.
No, that's the real deal.
That is, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, some things that we like this week.
So next up, we have the caption contest winners. And last week, you showed us an absolute doozy from you and James.
I know.
Up on the sass. Poor James.
I felt bad because I'm there. I'm being the professional. I'm doing my job. And talking to camera and he's behind me.
Yeah. If you haven't watched that, go and give it a watch. It was unreal. I loved watching it.
Yeah, it's cool. Taking James up a very high mountain.
Anyway, yeah. On to the caption. So first up, we have Elricht.
Elric TDB? Yeah.
When Rich throws down, James throws up.
That's true. That's what happened.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Willy family.
Oh, wow.
That's the sickest view I've ever seen.
It was a sick view. James thought so. And the last one from the Spanish imp. Rich did say the trails were going to be sick in capital letters. Okay, there's a lot of sickness in there.
Who's the winner?
I'm going to go to the Willy family.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Congratulations, you have won a prize up to the value of £50. If you want to be in with a chance to win that prize, well, here is this week's caption contest photo. Yes, don't forget, put them down in the comments. Use hashtag caption contest.
Edition.
Well, there we go. That is exactly what it is. Yes, it is time for Bike Vault, and it is a
downhill edition.
Hey, there we go. Last week, James asked to see downhill bikes, and you guys have delivered. So first up, we got this Cove Peeler. This is an old school beauty.
Yeah.
Look at him smiling.
Oh, I love it.
It's mad. So this is from, where's it go? This is from Cameron Jennings, and he says, 04 Cove Peeler. Same era as the Balfour BB7, which I sort of got a bit excited about last week. Ordered on my 21st birthday. Stays inside these days because I have a more user-friendly bike. Fifth Element shock, Marzocchi Triple Eights. Man, I had a Fifth Element shock back in the day.
I had Triple Eights.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait. It weighs 53 pounds.
Hey, look, we're all about mass. That thing would go down so fast.
Look at the seat. Look, it's so cool to see. Look at the seat tube angle.
Yeah.
Just everything about it. Nice.
Mini wheels as well.
Yeah, Cameron, thank you very much for sending that one in. That is an absolute gem. Who have we got next, buddy?
Next up, we have Clinton Miller.
A bit newer.
Oh, giant glory.
Looks good.
Oh, again, look, I like these downhill ones.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
So, Clinton says, here's my 2017 giant glory one, added dirty bars, grips, and speed trap saddle with some Bergtech Mark IV pedals.
Yeah, and he's in Victoria in Australia. I mean, that thing looks... Do you know what? That 2017, so what's that, 8 years old now? Doesn't look 8 years old, though, does it?
No.
What do you reckon? Is it run on 27.5s?
Yeah,
that would be then, wouldn't it, I think?
Yeah, 27.5s. I mean, that's one of the things that's amazing about Giant. Yeah. Their bikes haven't, in terms of looks, I guess, similar to Trek and things like that, haven't really changed that much. So, yeah, still very current. Whenever I see one of those, I just see Danny Hart.
Yeah, I agree.
All
throwing
I
a big
see.
Whip.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Clinton. Next one from Rick Smits. It's this Trek. Oh my God, it's a Session 9 XO1.
Oof.
Kept it as standard as possible, just changed the wheel set for a Mavic wheel set, mixed wheel size with a fancy cassette, Vivid coil and some proper tyres. I mean, it looks... Oh, dude! Holy smokes! We haven't been ringing the bell!
Right, we're going to start again. Quickly, go back. Right, Cove, obviously.
Super nice. Yeah. Oh my God, how did we forget?
Next up, right, you do the Giant.
Yeah, super nice.
Yeah, okay, right, and then...
Rick Smith's trip.
Come on, we can't be done.
I apologise, people. Yeah. That was a lapse in
that
kind of...
That was a lapse.
Oh, my goodness me.
We're losing it.
I don't think I've ever done that before.
We are losing it.
That was crazy. Also, loving the yellow D-Maxes on this.
So cool.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, next up, we have Anthony with this Canyon.
Anthony,
I don't... He hasn't got a surname. So,
bad.
Anthony has a Canyon Torque CF7 Enduro freeride bike transformed into a DH bike park rig.
That is pretty cool as well. Tiny block on the back. Bit of bars, bit of pink, orange. What are we saying, Ferg?
I'm pretty into the pink and the black. It's very free, very Chaos Seagrave.
All right.
Very Chaos Seagrave.
All right, what are we saying? It's nice or super nice, though? Oh!
I can't, no, nice. It's nice.
Anthony,
I'm so sorry.
Thank you very much. That's a cool bike, though. It's a nice bike.
Cool.
Thank you for sending it in. And finally, this one, I put this one in because it's not quite a downhill bike, but it's not far off because it's an absolute bruiser. It's a Yeti SB165.
Mm.
And I just actually really liked it for the red lyrics.
Yeah, they are cool.
This is from Finn Gardner, and I just thought it looked pretty badass, I'll be honest with you. 2022 Yeti mullet, Rockshot lyrics. Hope 5 Pro wheel set, Float X2, in Devon as well, so not a million miles from us. I just thought it was a cool picture as well.
Yeah, as I say, it's got a good backdrop.
It's the Enduro in me got that one,
so
in
nice
there.
So nice and super nice.
Yeah, it's a super nice. Finn, thank you very much for sending that one. And thank you all of you for sending them in. In fact, don't forget the uploader is linked in the description down below. We do love to see your bikes. Ferg, is there a theme next week?
Free ride bikes.
Free ride bikes. Up.
Free ride bikes, get them in.
That's it. End of.
So, coming up on the channel this week, first up, Rich and I went up Mount Etna, the world's hottest trail.
Or was it? It was pretty flipping hot, actually. You could literally touch the ground and it was warm. It was an amazing experience. The world's oldest active volcano, and we shredded it pretty hard. There was snow and no puking. Ferg survived. That's all I'm going to leave it at there. Make sure you watch that one this Thursday. It's an absolute belter. And what's the other one, Ferg?
So coming up on Sunday, James and Adam took on an FKT. Now, I had no idea what that was, but it's a fastest known
It's like a StravaCom to us.
Yeah, StravaCom, but a massive one.
And way more official.
Exactly, but with a twist.
Yeah.
So Adam was on a gravel bike and James is on his trusty XC bike.
Mm.
And let's just say the times were pretty tight. So
to each other and the FKT, I hear.
Exactly. So pretty exciting. And tune in on Sunday to find out how that went.
Yeah, but from us for now, we'll see you later.